The family of Danielle McLaughlin, a 28-year-old woman from Buncrana who was murdered in India 8 years ago, has welcomed the convening of an inquest into her death. The inquest will take place in Donegal. Danielle was killed in India in March 2017. Her body was brought home with the help of the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. After numerous court appearances and a trial lasting 8 years, Vikat Bhakat was found guilty of the rape and murder of Danielle in Goa. Last February, he received a life sentence. Desmond Doherty is the solicitor for Danielle's family. He's on the line. Desmond, thank you for joining us. Explain to us the campaign the continuing campaign by Danielle's family and yourself to have this inquest. Why was this so important?
Well, I suppose there's a technical reason and a compassionate reason. Danielle's mum, Andrea, had always expressed the wish that there should be an inquest, but we obviously had to await the outcome of the trial in India. We didn't anticipate it would take so long, but it did, and she followed that obviously very, very closely. So at the conclusion of the trial, she then instructed me to contact the Attorney General's office, and in fairness to the Attorney General's office, they were very quick and coming back to us and giving us direction about what to do. And then the coroner for the District of Donegal, Dr. Dennis McCauley, he then took over the case and he then agreed to convene the inquest. So the family are very, very grateful to the authorities here in Ireland for the compassion that they have shown. Now, the technical reason for it, of course, is the fact that there is no death certificate for Danielle, despite all that we have gone through. And a death certificate is needed, I suppose, to bring a conclusion to this very sort of sad case, because it has been going on for so long. And it's something, again, that Danielle's mum has always expressed and a wish to have. And, of course, the exceptionality here is the fact that the death occurred abroad. But under the Coroner's Act, the 1962 Coroner's Act, there is a duty on a coroner to hold an inquest when the technical term of the body is lying in the coroner's district. And this does apply, the Act does apply to deaths abroad where the body has been repatriated to Ireland. And that is the case here, which makes it exceptional.
Yeah, because this case really has thrown a spotlight on this difficulty of getting an inquest when someone dies abroad. But as you're saying, the key issue here in swaying the decision, is it that Danielle's body was repatriated?
That is absolutely crucial. It's vital. It would not work otherwise. The legislation only exists on that technical point, and the phraseology that is used, of course, is that the body is lying in the coroner's district. In other jurisdictions, it is phrased as the body is found in a jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that Danielle, obviously being an Irish citizen and being killed when she was abroad, it was very fortunate in India that we had a post-mortem report. But when Danielle's body was repatriated to Ireland, very fortunately as well, the family requested a second post-mortem report, and that was carried out by at the time, and by Professor Miriam Cassidy. And so that also obviously helped as well. So we do have two post-mortem reports, mm-hmm. and the body repatriated back to Ireland and Donegal. And that, of course, makes the case, again, exceptional, but makes it very helpful for the legal people involved in the case, including mm-hmm. the coroner, obviously, to conduct an inquest.
All right, well, Desmond, thank you for bringing us up to date on the detail there. That's Desmond Doherty, solicitor for Danielle McLaughlin's family at 6 minutes to 9.